Climate change has been affecting the species that call Earth home, including birds. Extreme weather events have forced some from their homes or even impacted migration patterns. How is all this playing out locally? I talked with people who keep a close eye on birds in our backyard. On a recent morning, local naturalist Rebecca Weiss led a small group of amateur birders through the frozen cattails near the John Denver Sanctuary in Aspen.
Do you see the four large rocks covered with snow? So the one that's on the right and closest to us? Yeah, it just went into the water.
Donning binoculars and masks, they stood at the edge of the Roaring Fork River to get a closer look at an American dipper bobbing in and out of the frigid water.
See how puffed up it is, guys?
Yeah.
So rounded, almost like a little baseball with wings and a tail.
Like, people come from around the world to see that little gray bird.
The outing is part of the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies Winter Birding Program. And the American dipper isn't the only bird they've encountered this morning.
Mallard duck, Canada goose, wood duck, kingfisher, belted kingfisher, and mountain chickadee.
And magpie.
Weiss says keeping track of the birds they spot is great practice for the Audubon Society's Christmas bird count. Every year around this time, Roaring Fork Valley locals join tens of thousands of people to record all the birds they see or hear in a 15-mile radius. It's like the census, except for birds. Weiss says the Christmas bird count has been going on for 121 years.
It's the longest-running citizen science program in the world, and it takes place literally across the entire Western Hemisphere.
Today is the last day of ACE's week-long Christmas bird count in Aspen, and the Roaring Fork Audubon Society held theirs in Carbondale over the weekend. Weiss says the annual population count helps scientists, researchers, and local naturalists like herself get a better picture of how birds in their backyard and around the world are doing in the face of things like climate change.
Birds are the most watchable form of wildlife around us here, and as such, they are a really good reflection of the condition of our environment.
A lot of the changes Weiss has observed while birding have to do with warming temperatures in the valley. Over the years, she's seen some species like the black phoebe and the black-chinned hummingbird expand their range into the Aspen area. But overall, Weiss says she's noticed a decline in local bird populations.
That needs to be seen as a pretty strong red flag to us that something's not right.
It was observations like Weiss's that drove a group of scientists to conduct a study last year that found that nearly 3 billion birds have been lost from North America over the last 50 years. Arvind Punjabi is an avian conservation scientist at the Bird Conservancy of the Rockies in Fort Collins, and he was one of the co-authors of the study. He says habitat loss driven by things like human development and climate change play an important role in this.
One thing that we have seen over the years, and that I think all Coloradans recognize, is an increase in wildfires, which are directly a result of a drying climate in our region with longer periods of drought.
Another example is the unprecedented cold snap we had in early September this year, right during peak migration through the Rockies and Inner Mountain West. Millions of birds died.
Literally, they were, you know, found dead on the ground along a front as far from Nebraska, down through Colorado, and into Arizona and New Mexico.
Extreme weather events are just one way that climate change is having an immediate impact on birds. But Punjabi says the effects are far-reaching and not always obvious. For example, if average temperatures and rainfall change in Colorado, that will change the type of plants that grow here, which support the insects and the birds that feed on them.
We really are living within a narrow window of perfect climate conditions that allow our ecosystems to thrive.
Punjabi says more than 25% of the birds in the Southern Rockies and the Colorado Plateau are species of conservation importance. That number includes 18 species that only exist in this region because they depend on the unique habitat, things like the topography and vegetation. This means we have a shared responsibility for conserving these birds.
If we can put politics aside and focus on birds and talk about how much we love birds and how much we want these birds to stay around, you know, I think we could find common ground.
That's just what the Christmas bird counters will be doing as they head out into the frozen wetlands looking for that ever-elusive American dipper. Eleanor Bennett, Aspen Public Radio News.